Al Lipfield has been very successful in business, but being a horse owner and a breeder and very much involved in the industry, you've got to think that last month's victory in the Hambo must have topped any other award or recognition you received in the construction business. Is that safe to say, Al?
Yeah, it is. It was very exciting. The horse raced spectacularly, and to own a yearling from, I guess, the purchase on, and to reap that award is very exciting.
Now, you've been to the Hambo before, but this was your first win, was it not, with Muscle Massive?
No, actually, I have a very small piece of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Okay.
So I was able to relive that experience, but I have a larger piece of Muscle Massive, and I didn't buy it. I brought him into him as a yearling, so I've been involved with him all along.
Did you think you had a good chance going into the Hambo?
Before the eliminations, we thought he was definitely one of the contenders. Jimmy Tector is one of the best trainers in the world, never mind Harness, never mind North America. And he was optimistic about this colt all along, even last year when he had some issues. But during the elimination, I was a little concerned because I thought he should have excelled and won his elimination. So I was a little disappointed, but he proved out that he was the best that day by a good measure.
Well, they say horses will make a liar out of you in a big hurry. This is one time when I'm sure he didn't mind that.
No, not at all. I like winning, as I imagine everyone does.
Sure. Now, what's next for him for the rest of 2010?
He'll be coming up to Canada, would be my guess, September 3rd. I think it's a Simcoe, and then the Canadian Trotting Classic after that, and hopefully in Lexington for a couple races, and finish up at the Breeders' Crown if he stays healthy.
Okay, now, it's a question that has to be asked in light of the fact that so much has been made recently about the superstars retiring at three, and I understand, as do most of us, that it's very hard not to want to retire a horse at three, especially one as successful as Muscle Massive, but I, you know, got to ask you, any chance at all we'll see him back on the track as a four-year-old?
Of course there's a chance, but realistically, it's a difficult thing to do if the horse ends up racing the way we hope he will and we think he will. He'll be too valuable as a stud prospect. He's effectively coming from the best family in the business. His half sister won the Mary Annabelle that same day, and he's a full brother to Muscle Mass, who's a stallion here in Ontario, and it's a great broodmare, Graceful Touch, who comes from a spectacular family.
What is your opinion of the idea put forth by people like Jeff Gural, who would like to see a series of stakes for horses whose sires have raced beyond age, say age three or four? Do you think that's doable?
Yeah, everything is doable. It's just you're not gonna, the economics of waiting is just too difficult for a very top horse. You're going to get horses racing further on in their career, but they haven't performed the way that we hope a Muscle Mass or previously, you know, the last three serious horses, Dewey, Donato, and of course Muscle Hill last year.
Right. Now, let's shift over to the broodmares, because a lot of folks might be surprised that you, along with Marv Katz and Sam Goldband, own a number of mares. How many homebreds in 2010 as far as yearlings do you have?
Yearlings? I think we have about 30 yearlings. Most of them there are all the Grand Circuit colts are going to be sold in Lexington at the select sale, and we're selling a lot of the very, very good fillies there as well, including the first daughter of Peaceful Ways.
I was just going to ask you that very same question, because there's been a lot of buzz about Nobel Peace Prize and being the first foal from Peaceful Way. What do you see in her so far? What's an early report?
She's absolutely gorgeous. She carries herself the way the dam does and Peaceful Way, and she has half the heart and half the motor. She'll make someone a very, very successful race mare and broodmare down the way.
No temptation to hold on to her?
There's always temptation, but Peaceful Way is one of those mares where there are five different partners, Marvin, myself, and Sam, as well as Angie Stiller
from London, yes,
and Linda, her name escapes me for the time being, and she'll probably shoot me, but she's one of the original partners.
Okay. Now, are there any other yearlings from the first time mares we should have an eye for?
Oh, there's, I'm not sure from the first, yeah, there's actually a really good colt who I absolutely love, out of Sheer Soul, who's a daughter of Soulful Hanover,
okay.
Who the Canadian market would be very familiar with, although she did race some Grand Circuit as well.
Sure.
But there's a real lot of quality there, and I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah. Now, you were part of the initial owners' meeting put together by Standardbred Canada to announce their racing sustainability and development plan. What are your thoughts on the proposal?
I thought it was brilliant. I thought that given what happened in Quebec with basically the industry dying off, what could be we'd be in the process of happening in New Jersey, the problems that Ohio has faced today, and they've made these points, and I'm probably repeating a lot of them, but today the industry is relatively solid, and if we don't invest a small percentage of our revenue today to sustain it, to grow it, to expand it, we will follow their suit. Guaranteed down the way, and you know, for me, it's a passion. I make a couple dollars at it. I lose a couple dollars at it. I absolutely love it. But for a lot of my friends and for the industry, it is a livelihood, and they whether it's the trainers, the drivers, the grooms, the breeders, it's important that it sustain. And the horses are so unbelievably beautiful and competitive and everything. It just you have to fight for what we all love and want to continue. And without fighting, you can't look at yourself in the mirror and understand, you know, what, you know, 5, 10, 20 years from now, what we have let go. Because it is a great industry. And especially here in Ontario, we're doing a lot of things right. But
and, you know, we're really the only jurisdiction left in Canada that can boast of any kind of relative stability, which is scary.
Yes, it is scary. You're right. Going out west, there's not a lot of good jurisdictions as well. I mean, great places to live, but as far as horses go, they don't exist in the competitive fashion and the profitable fashion that we do in Ontario, and that's why a lot of these, you know, the better horsemen from those jurisdictions, whether it's, down east or Quebec or Calgary or BC, if all come to Ontario to race, to, do their business here.
What's your take on the situation in British Columbia? The whole thing seems so shrouded in baffle gab, to the detriment of the horse people there. What's your take on that?
I haven't followed that one that closely, but every place should be straightened out. But you need the ammunition. You need something to fight it out and to make it work, and that's what this initiative in Ontario is attempting to do.
Yeah, and if it can spill over into Alberta and British Columbia, that can only be a good thing. You know, this bid by Great Canadian Gaming to basically rescind all their race dates for 2011 and what some people feel is a move to bring in thoroughbreds might cause the BC harness people along with the Alberta harness people to band together in a way that's never been seen before between two jurisdictions. I don't know. I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, that would be it's a good result from a very, very bad situation, and it's tough to fight it after the fact, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's really tough to fight it, and a little foresight on our part today will hopefully stabilize our situation, hopefully improve it significantly, and hopefully other jurisdictions will follow suit and ride on our coattails, because it's a great industry, great people,
and we love it.
Yes, definitely.
Al Libfield, continued success not only in business, but certainly in the business we all love, harness racing. Best of luck the rest of the way, and thank you for joining us on Trot Radio.
My absolute pleasure. You take care.